just ain't working. Damn, it's old thing goes with a hole in it.
Oh, shoot, nothing like that.
Everything is backwards.
No way.
Hey, you're not the only one.
Everything, I'm telling you the truth, everything goes backwards with me.
Well, you're talking to the wrong fellow now. Ain't nothing done that right to me.
How can you even get a decent answer out of the doctor, by gosh?
Is that right?
Lord, no.
Not even a decent answer out of the doctor?
No, that's come up with something else all the time.
Sure fire. Nothing going right for me all summer. This has been the worst summer I ever spent.
Me too.
I've been in better shape in Korea than I was over here. I wouldn't want to be in Korea in the wintertime now. Not with 50 below or whatever you said.
No, that's not very pleasant. But
I don't want to be able to touch something and not get...
Get loose from it.
Oh no, I'll tell you what, I weaned them calves, Cookie, and these fences were so bad, I couldn't wean them. About the time you had Ada over here.
Yeah.
Just about the same time. And I didn't have any fence that hold anything. They just walk right through any of them. I had the office time. I could tell you one or two stories I got into. You know what the sort of things I get into?
Yeah.
Well, that was some of it. Out there one night, they was so bad, I took that little chivvy. No. I took Faye's pole. And I had that new spotlight. And I put the cows in the corral, and I put the calves out here, and the only thing that would hold anything was the corral. Only way I could keep the calves away from the cows.
Just put them in the corral.
Yes. And whenever them calves went down in the corral and started bawling, I'd go down there with a two-by-four and just knock the fire out of them. And I had that spotlight, and I shined it on them, and I raised them with that car. I did that up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's the truth.
And they finally, I'll tell you what they did. They finally went clear over there in the far corner. Just one little nest.
That's why it's more bare over there, I guess, in that corner.
Yeah.
All the weeds crawled down.
Yeah. And you know, they stayed there from 2 o'clock in the morning until 7. They didn't venture out of there. They was afraid to show their nose. And you know, for the next week or two, I couldn't even get close to them. I couldn't feed them. Not the lesson, I just put the feed there and went off somewhere else. And then I had the vet out here, and he brought some little 2x4 fella. And he stood up there, all he did, he's too busy to do much. So I said, all right, just go ahead and work the calves. And them poor little calves, you see, all you had to do to drench them or anything was just hold the head, put your leg under the head.
Yeah.
And as gentle as they were, you see, they couldn't hurt anything. And what did that little bastard do? He put that nose clip in there and held them up there, you see, and they bawled. You could hear them clear up to the store.
Of course, I drenched your cows out there one time, your big cows, and didn't put no nose clip in.
Oh, that's right.
I held them with my hand.
Yeah, that's right.
And as crippled up as I am, I can do it today.
Yeah.
As long as my left hand's good.
Yeah.
Sure.
All you do with your right hand is hold the bottle.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's I can do it today.
Sure you
could.
So, I made you strong because it's
difficult. That's all right.
And you see, there I was doing the work, you know, I always have to bring them up. And that little bastard up there at the front with that nose clip, and I didn't realize what was going on until afterwards. And I could just have kicked myself. Everything been going wrong.
And then that, and we just crazy about Ada. That was the cutest mule I ever saw.
But the shape I was in, I couldn't even...
We didn't have, the fences were all down.
Well, see, I couldn't keep rubbing horse on. My fence ain't no good.
Well,
I did. Next day after I took her home, I found her a new one. Sure did.
Oh, she was bird. I liked Ada.
I found
her a new
one. The more
we thought about her, the more we liked her.
Oh, yeah. And see, and anybody, and you know, there's nobody done a day's work around here in 2 or 3 years.
No, sir, not even me.
Well, me or a guy either.
I've not done nothing.
We hadn't
either. Every time we get time off, we go over and have a picnic or got something to fret about.
And now I ain't able. I can't do nothing. Can't pick up nothing.
That's the shape. That's the shape you got in, you see. These old fences, when I started out, they were so rotten, they would not stay up. Now they won't.
And it looks like I'm going to be in the worst condition in the near future than I've been in the past. They may have to go back in there.
Cookie?
They found more the last time I was in Tampa.
Found more?
Yeah. They wanted me to stay there and I wouldn't do it. No, I'm not going to do it. Sure
do. Well, now, the last time we saw you, you were going to Tampa that Friday.
Yeah. I went.
That's been a month.
I've been twice. In the past month.
Oh, you've been since then?
Oh, yeah. That went then, they took, tested my liver. And then this last time I was down there, why, they read me the results and showed me the results.
Yep.
That's my liver.
You know, I've sat right in front of this awesome. I don't mean to have it on.
That's the reason me and you ain't either one of us worth a nickel.
That's right.
We ain't been out. That's just exactly the reason. I mean, you can just lay down and sit down, and the first thing you know, you did.
Yes. Yes. You're just not worth shooting.
That's right. That's just the way I am right now. I go over there and ride my tractor out on campus and sit there all day long. All that money. They took me off for 2 weeks. Doctor did. All I did was go out there and stand around, and they cut my wages back $1.09 an hour. And I can't go that road.
Give you another classification.
Yeah, back as groundman one, starting salary $2.10 an hour. Cut me from 319 to 210.
All at a whack.
All at one time. And darn, by the time I paid my insurance and all everything, I might as well not even go to work.
I'm telling you, you got an overhead now.
I've got to make $600 a month before I even have money to pay buy my gas. Right now. I've got to have $600 before I can even buy gas. in my automobile.
Yeah. Pretty steep.
There ain't one way to get it. Let's get out there and work for it. That's right, I pulled my truck up, had that accident. I'm broke up. Take me 10 years to see daylight one more time. 10 years. Ain't no other way.
I tell you, she goes down fast, cause
but I made up my mind, I don't care what comes or what goes, my horse is Steve. They can't deprive a man of all his luxury and all his pride. They can't take all of it away from him. Uh-uh, there ain't no way.
Yeah, they don't know whose horse is anyhow.
If push comes to shove, they darn sure ain't mine. They got everything else just about.
Oh? My
cookie? They got me down to where I can't have but one automobile.
Even to trade with. You can't
even trade. Nothing have anything in my name. I can't even take a check in my name and trade. I can't have more than $100 in the bank. They'll get it. That's just how sure they'll get it.
Somebody must be pushing that.
By gosh, they are. They're pushing it. The insurance commissioner's pushing it.
Well, the state's doing it.
You blame right, the state's doing it.
I never heard of that before. Did you?
Yeah, they've got the right to. That's what they're for. Make little fellas like me suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank ain't helping me a bit in the world. He's just running helter-skelter, won't pay a bit of attention to me. Won't help me with my truck after him tearing up. He won't help me with it. I got out there and lifted and tugged and grudged, and he won't help me. He's been expelled from school 3 times already this year.
3?
Yeah.
I heard he'd straightened up pretty well.
I did too, till I got that.
Hell, crazy. You've had that now pretty steady for a good while.
Yeah.
Steady. I remember when it started.
I got to figuring out this the other day. This past summer, that boy has actually run through with just a little better than $6,000 for me. Not counting. I mean actual face value on my property that he has run through with and tore up and got rid of.
That's not counting his wreck, Brandon.
That's not counting what I've got to pay for this wreck.
Yeah. But the next wreck is on him.
You blame right. The next wreck is on him because I don't care what comes up. If he's driving my car, I'm not giving him permission to drive nothing. And if he wrecks it, he stole it, by golly. If he wrecks it, he stole it. That's just that simple.
You never got any of that scrapes of that yourself.
No. All I had to ride in was a horse. Or a walk.
And when you got a car, you had to keep it up.
When I got a car, I bought it out of my own pocket. I knew how I got it. It was a 32 Chevrolet. It was $35 for it. And that $35 come harder than $350 today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure it
did. Yeah.
Good.
Hard to get.
Yes, my son.
Yes.
That was 1946.
Yes, I'm telling you, that was... Whew. It is amazing. It was hard to lay your hand on a piece of money.
Why, a nickel looked like a $10 bill.
Sure.
Sure did. Now and then, why, he'd go out and spend $25 or $30 in the night and think nothing about it, frankly.
Yeah. Well, we had some pretty good times over here for a while, as long as it lasted. But you see, you and me went down at the same time.
Yeah. The props fell out from under both of us just about the same time.
Yes. Clear out.
Neither one of us wasn't able to help the other one.
No.
That's just that simple.
That's right.
Just about that simple.
But if I can get on this medication and get this disease stable, I'll be all right. I know it'll never be cured. There ain't no way. But if I can just get it stable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just get it stable.
Well, what do you think it takes? It'll take to keep it stable. Is it something to eat or something?
No. I know better, but I don't do better. I know what to do. I know what'll make it, will help to keep it stable once I get it stable, and help to get it that way. I slow down.
Yeah.
Rest.
Yeah.
Which I don't do. I can't do. But how in the world can a man lay down and rest with a burden, a load on his back like I've got now?
And you still got that tax in.
Yeah. Still got it. Go pick her up in the morning. Go back to work myself. Take her to work at night. Come back home. Then I pick her up on Saturday morning, bring Frank down here, seven days a week. There ain't no way of getting out of 200 miles a day and I still don't go no place.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. There ain't no way out of it.
Yeah.
Well, of course, if you couldn't get up out of bed, there'd be a way out of it. They just couldn't do it. They'd find a way, could they?
That's the only way they'll ever find one.
Well, you think they'd be better off if you're dead or alive?
They'd be better off if I'm dead. I would, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah, I had to go and pay a $487 gas bill that they run up last summer. $487 worth.
That's far back?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
What is it? I got $450 to pay on the insurance before the 1st of November. My $440 is what I owe on the bill. Cost me $1,040, and I paid $6 out of it.
Okay. It just takes money, doesn't it, Cookie? You think you can live on nothing or do on nothing, and you just can't.
I just can't. And I just can't make enough. I mean, on one job, I just can't do it. Because I've got no help. It takes 125 to 150 dollars every week for them to eat and pack lunches and jockey around Earth's house. Now that's what it takes.
That's just a sort of carrying charge. That's just a beginning.
Yeah. Then I've got to pay out of my pocket. $600 before I even buy my gas every month since Frank left my truck.
Well, that almost takes my breath just to think about it.
Then them cutting my salary over there? Man, I tell you, they might as well cut my throat. They did cut my throat when they cut my salary. Because I had to go get me another job. I had to make that money. Sure did.
Well, they don't allow you. The insurance commission don't allow you that much money before you start paying. $5,000, you said, is all he allowed you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't get by on $5,000.
No, there ain't no way me get by on $5,000. There ain't no way. But you see what tore me up so bad? Helen and Laura both. It's working. They're making the $5,000 a year.
Yeah. And that counts against you?
That counts against me.
Anybody in the family?
Well, Frank don't, because he's not, he just turned 18, see? And at the time of the accident, he was only 17. At the time of the accident, Laura was 18, see? And Frank don't make enough to buy cigarettes anyway.
Count his expenses.
You know, well, Helen, he had to get money from Helen last week to buy his lunch. Sure did. And he made $38 last weekend. And I said, when was I saw Helen last? Thursday night when I took her to work. Well, Mr. Sherman was coming by her last night, Friday night. Last night was Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sherman was coming by her last night. Night before last night, I took her to work. And she had to give Frank money Thursday and yesterday to buy his lunch with the school. $38.
That's smart, ain't it?
$38 in less than a week.
Just nothing at all.
He won't buy himself no clothes. The raggedier he looks, by golly, the better he likes it.
Never has gone in much for clothes, has he?
No. He'd be a thoroughbred hippie if it wasn't for me.
Uh-huh.
He would. He wouldn't even have a haircut. I ain't worrying. I got too much other stuff to worry about now. Like I told God, I'd get filled up some blameful, and everybody gets on my nerves. I just wrap up my hat, stick it in my pocket, and I'm over here at the trailer lots and lots of times. Nobody knows I'm on, even on the place. You could walk over there and swear I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Swear I wasn't even there.
Well, I'm just glad you got it.
But
so you can
just go in there, and ain't nobody gonna. If people don't know I'm there, they ain't gonna bother me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tend to my business and hope everybody else is getting there. Where
you put your car when you drive in there?
Up the lane.
Just going up there and nose in somewhere.
Yeah, and then turn and then walk back down the trail.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a thoroughfare there anyhow. There's so much traffic. Yeah. Over there,
and you see those big
tail lights.
It's like a parking lot back there.
That's what they use it for,
a
parking lot.
They're all Sunday school people, you know.
Yeah, for them for worst kind.
Yeah. It looks like they just opened it up for that purpose, don't it?
Yeah. Heck, that mule over, she didn't get out. She didn't get out.
She didn't.
No, she was let out.
I imagine.
She was let out. That mule was let out.
Oh.
Yes, my fella.
She was let out.
She just headed right over here. You could see her tracks. She didn't go to the left or the right.
She was the easiest thing to catch. She came right up to me.
I made $85 off of her right quick. Still got four pieces of equipment left.
Yeah.
That was good.
I made $85
off. Oh,
I'd
love to have had that.
I've got another one spotted.
Yeah. I don't need any more through here. I got too much now. All these cows out here, I don't know what in the world I'm going to do with all those cows. How to feed them, take care of them.
Well, I tell you, if they don't start doing me better at the university, I know what I'm going to do.
You can't make anything on a cow.
I'm going to quit. I'm going to be forced to. If I don't make it, I ain't got my name on the payroll, there ain't no way they can get it.
Oh. Just trade.
Yeah, I'm going to sell that little Ford. I get it straightened up. I'm going to sell it for 4.5. Good like Rick. Same model.
I hope it's like Rick's. I didn't drive it. I just rode in there once.
It's a good one. It's solid.
That's the lightest, smoothest little car I ever saw in my life.
It's the truth. That's a nice car, Rick's
got. I've got new tires on it. Done a valve job on the engine. Transmission works good. Everything works good on it. It ain't got no air conditioner. It ain't got no radio. All it's got is power steering.
Has a 66.
66 one.
And a straight gear?
No, it's automatic.
Yeah.
It's got that little V8 engine.
Yeah.
It's going to be very economical on gas. Very economical.
Six.
No, it's a V8. That's that small V8. 289 V8.
Just like Rick.
Yeah.
Boy, you have to do to it now, because...
I got to finish the valves. I want to adjust the valves and see what else I got to do to it. I want to check the brakes. I don't know what they're like. I want to check them. And clean it up.
You care about knowledge.
You know that little Ford tractor. since it welded that thing, it just starts like it used to, just pushing and starts.
Yeah.
He's a starting thing, he has some diseases in it, kind of. You suppose that's what's been the trouble all along?
Don't see how it could be. Because the fan turned, everything else turned, the motor turned over.
It just stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Or just as soon as he fixed that, it was in commission again. I didn't know Eddie was that much of a mechanic. I've been sort of avoiding him, you know, just spark plugs or something like that.
Boy, he had a lot of comebacks, so I swear he had.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, it's not that.
He gets in a hurry.
That's right. He got one motor tore up over there now to come back on him. He won't work on one hard unless he can pull the motor out. That's right. And he's got Frank in the same habit. Pull the motor out, by golly, to do a ring job or a valve job. But that's ridiculous.
Well, once he does that, then he got all them accessories to put back.
That's right, and that's what's come back on him so much.
You know, you don't remember that. That was some time ago. But we had that little Merritt motor thing.
Rambler.
It wore out from a guy. And we took it over there and let
Aaron
remodel it. And the motor ran all right, but none of the gadgets would work anymore.
No,
you couldn't tell the oil, the gas gauge or the mileage or anything about it anymore. All gone. And I said something to him about it, and he looked like he just had been off on a trip. He didn't quite know what I was talking about.
Shoot. Now, that little Ford I got, gas gauge works. I mean, everything works on it.
That's the first time I realized just how much there was to putting those accessories back in working order.
Well, you see what I've had to do to my truck. I put a new cab on it, a new frame on it. I had to move everything from the old beat up parts to these new parts, new cab, everything off the frame on the other one.
Why in the world did you do that?
It just takes time. Even the wiring had to be transferred. Sure did.
One man couldn't do that, could you?
I've done it, me and Harry Dan.
You'll make a mechanic out of Harry Dan?
I'm going to have to. Frank won't help me.
Well, Harry Dan's smart.
Blame right, she's smart.
Teach her anything.
Buddy Lesson, she can pick it up. When she takes something off, she remembers where she took that off at, too.
Don't just teach her to wash dishes. Teach her everything. And let her live.
She don't like to wash dishes. She ain't gonna wash no dishes as long as she can help me outside.
They ought to know things outside, because there's no reason why it's shameful.
I was over here today working. This fella pulled in across the street over there. He was going to change his own tire. And he had a 69 Dodge car. Well, that stupid idiot, anybody would know better, took the jack out and put it under the edge of the car between the doors. You know that door post that goes up down through there? He set the jack underneath the rocker panel there and was going to raise that car up like that. I think for you son of a bitch, if you're that stupid, I'll just let you go ahead. And he buried that jack right in one of them doors.
Oh,
he sure did. He never did his tire change. Anybody would have known better than that, I thought.
Well, not just anybody. I know one or two of them.
But he did. He stuck it under the rocker panel. Knowing a bumper jack is a bumper jack. That bumper's not around to the side between the doors.
I tell you.
God sat there and laughed at
him. You never run into any of them that put the motor oil in the air filter. That's the damnedest thing, that old tractor. You got to take the hood off to put
oil in.
Yes. And there, the filter's setting up there. So if you was sort of teed off with somebody, no doubt what you put in that off. Air filter.
Then I had to take the spark plug out and blow a quart of oil out of the cylinder before it gets turnover.
Yeah.
That's right. Isn't it?
they were
the days, though.
I can see it. Took
in. We had a lot of fun and got a lot of work done.
Yeah, we got right smart.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Sure did.
We were on the way then.
Well on the way, yeah. And then here come this mold machine and just crept, by golly, the props out from under both of us at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, that mowing machine was a hazard. And I'll tell you another bad sign, although you didn't realize it or treat it that way, was this boy that took them pictures. He was a very bad sign.
You know he won't speak to me now. He won't.
You didn't have anything to do with it.
I didn't have it, no. He just won't speak to me.
No.
I was working, sitting up at the graduate building yesterday. He walked right by me.
Yeah. I don't want everyone to fool around. He was going to act like that.
Guy paid real well for those pictures.
Yeah.
He's a big shit.
And he was going to give me the negatives. He don't do anything he says he'll do. But anyhow, he's just a boy. He'll learn.
I don't know whether he will or not.
But, you see, you take the small things. That night you had the bluegrass music.
Yeah.
He come up there and eat, but didn't hear the music.
No, he left.
He didn't have anything to do.
I saw Sharon yesterday at noon.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah, she don't have nothing to do with him no more.
Oh, really?
No. He took up with that other girl, Polly. Remember Rick, his roommate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Now him and Polly, they split up. Leonard and Sharon split up. And Leonard and Polly, they took up, and I'm telling you, they're living it up now. I see Polly every now and then. She speaks, but Leonard walked right by me yesterday and didn't even. Hell, I never done nothing to him.
You didn't do anything to him. Well, and there's no reason why he shouldn't speak to you. You know, when Nick was first out here, he was one of the nicest boys we ever had. They didn't stay that way. And they don't last long.
I don't know what happened. I can't see that far ahead no more. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. I can't figure it out.
It's like those boys worked for me over there. the same bunch. But you know, they've even changed. Used to be they would go ahead and do a particular job. But, just like day before yesterday and yesterday, I was doing some grading for sod. I had to lay my finger on every high spot.
Oh.
Sure is.
It's hard to know what goes on, isn't it?
Sure is, yeah. I guess I'm going to get that position that's open.
Will it raise your salary?
10%. 10%.
Yeah.
That still won't take care of my needs. I still have to work extra.
Well, it's a shame you just can't come over here when you feel like it and just get lost.
I got a schedule, though. I got to be on that schedule.
Yeah.
Take Helen up 20 minutes after 6 of the morning. By the time I get her home, it's 7 o'clock. I got to turn right back around. I stop back to Gainesville. Hardly have time to drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Be there by 8 o'clock.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, the time goes when you're on a schedule like that. Well, you don't see anybody anymore, Alvin, or?
No. Don't see nobody.
I ain't seen anybody all summer. Just like a spell of sickness. Oh, it was hot. And I was pinned down on that desk all the time.
Yeah, see, my people are afraid of me. They won't get around me. I won't associate with them anymore.
Well,
that's silly.
They let you out of the hospital.
Yeah, but people act just that away. They sure do.
Yeah.
They don't make no difference to me. They don't associate with me. I help with them. I'll go horse trading.
Jim and Suzanne got a job. Jim got a job. They stayed up in Georgia there until they got fed up with, you know, the family. You know they do that.
Yeah.
And they tried everywhere else, and they lit out one morning. They lit out for the protection. And he got there just at the right time. The man said, yes, sir, we got a job. We can't promise you. We can't give it to you until the 4th of October. If we got a job, you have it. He got a job. Pays well. I don't know what well is. Traveling. Several states.
Yeah.
But not trees.
Well, what did they do with their horse and their trailer?
That's what I was going to tell you. That's what brought it all up. They're going to take that damn horse with them.
Who's he married to, her or the horse? Or who's she married to, him or the horse?
That damn horse. And he paid $450 for a trailer, don't you remember? To haul it in. He didn't ask anybody. Just went and done it. And that's what you're dealing with, that's what you're dealing with when you get into these button heads, you see, up there.
Yeah, he told me right away from where I got my Cadillac parked. I'd been to Georgia and bought some saddles. In fact, I showed him a good used saddle that I'd bought up there. And he told me, he said, I want you to get me one. Well, you know, I went up there and I bought three or four saddles. And I told him one day that I'd bought him a saddle. Mm-hmm. Well, the day that he told me he wanted me to get him one, that next week he went and bought one somewhere.
And didn't say hello.
Didn't say hello, goodbye, or nothing about it. Of course, I made out on the saddle.
Oh, yeah.
I got one to come out there now, and I give $42. I've been off the $100 bill.
In your trunk?
Yeah. And I won't take it.
Well, that's a good
saddle. Yes, ma'am, it's a good saddle. That's the one that good saddle I had on Friday that day. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's $100 for it. I get $42 for it in the bride.
You can sell it and have the bride left.
Yeah, but it's a small life saddle. It just fits me. And I deserve a good saddle when what little I ride just well as anybody.
Well, theoretically,
I deserve a saddle just as good as anybody. If I didn't have it, I'd have to ride bareback.
Yeah, theoretically, you do a cooking, but you wouldn't keep it very long.
Yeah, I've got that, and I've kept it longer than any of them yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all wouldn't be interested in that little Ford, would you?
Could you? I haven't got a nickel. I haven't.
Join the crowd.
No, sir. I need something. I need something.
You sure do?
Yes.
I believe it would really make you a good automobile.
I don't know. I kind of hate to get out in the traffic with a 53 Chevy. I don't mind getting out in the traffic, but you know, but some will cut off the ignition or the wiring or the something. Put a new carburetor in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was flooding. It wouldn't even run. They do that. They do that.
You
can't tell when it
you can't happen. Tell when it's going to happen.
Around here, I had an old thing to pull it by. I thought I'd see if it fit on there. It'd be nice just to have it pull a little trailer on. Hitch I've got two or three out there. One of them you sold out there yourself. I wouldn't fit it. Do you buy them to fit a car?
Yeah. You buy them to fit the specific car that you're going to put them on.
Yeah. That wouldn't fit. I took one off of that old Chrysler that was on there. It is put on there nice. It had a bolt in the bumper. It was fairly substantial.
Yeah.
And it had two in the frame.
Yeah.
And just short there. And you wouldn't want to haul a load of cattle on it. but just a little light trailer wouldn't hurt it.
I'm gonna get me a stock trailer. Big trailer. Some way, somehow, I'm gonna get me one.
Well, I got to the point where I had figured that stock trailer is almost, you could use it for almost any purpose.
You can.
If it's built right. Now, one of them little narrow ones with just two slots in it, you can't get a thing in there, but always a cow. Oh, you ought to have seen it. They came out here to load the filly. They came out early, about 5 o'clock. And they worked on that till dark. And they was further from loading her then than they was to start with. Mr. Helston, you see.
Yeah.
He called the plays. Well, the very first thing, see, he got her up there and started, got her nervous just for the way he let her up there. Come on in now, he says, you see. And she backed back, so he didn't give her any rope. I thought they were going to tie her up in a sack or something and put her in there.
I don't know. I loaded her with it. She had never been loaded in a truck or trailer before.
Oh.
I loaded her like that.
She like it?
No, she didn't like it. But I had her in there so quick she didn't have time to do nothing else. She made one jump and landed right in that trailer.
I just wish that you just happened up.
They wouldn't have let me load her, though.
The hell they wouldn't. They would have gone around and sat down and told your fortune just to get you to help them load her.
I used to load that mule with. I had a 16-foot lariat rope, 2 halter ropes. That's what I used to load with.
And a paddle?
Never touched her.
How'd she jump?
She raised and was going to come backwards. She raised in front and was going to come backwards. Back out. But when she raised up, I tightened up on the rope that I had around behind her.
Oh, you had it behind her, yeah.
I had a rope around behind her. I had a half hitch around the center of the trailer. I had one on the halter with a half hitch around up front. I knew she was going to be the devil to load. She had never been loaded before. I prepared for it.
And you got the first trick.
Yeah. When she reared up to make a lunge to come backwards, I pulled a rope around behind her. Then when she come down, I pulled this rope. There was no place else for her to go, only in the trailer. Now that's a lot, that sounds brutal. But that's a lot better than letting one fret itself to death. I mean, there wasn't no fret. She was in there before she had time to start fretting.
Well, they had the lunge lines around her all right, but they just pulled the wrong one.
At the wrong time.
Yeah.
Well, the next day, or a day or two after that, they brought one of the neighbors, this woman out here, and she had a little trailer. Well, it had a little ramp on it. That helped.
That's the quickest way there is to sour one on loading. There's one of them ramps.
She got her in 5 minutes.
I could load her in 5 minutes the first time to myself.
And the filly didn't object at all. to New Mexico. She got in there, and the lady pushed that door to her, and the filly looked around a little bit, had plenty of corn in there, you see. And it was some time before she realized what had happened, and then she gave a lunge, small one, and that's the end. But you know, that's the smartest horse I ever saw. All the way down that lane, she spoke. She spoke to everybody all the way down that lane. Now you see, Ajax, he was personable too, you see.
Yeah.
But he never spoke. He'd come up to him, everything.
Well, what did Nick do with Ajax? Not changing the subject.
He's
still
got
nothing
to say.
Yeah?
Still got him, he's still a stallion. He's a beautiful horse. I have a picture of him.
Yeah? Did I ever show you the picture of my horse I got in West Virginia?
Mm-mm.
I got a beautiful horse from West Virginia. Oh, he's a beautiful thing. Kip looks like Rowdy.
Yeah. You got him over there at the house?
No, West Virginia.
Still up there?
Yeah, I haven't went and got him yet.
Who have you got over there now, big boy? And
just a little man, that's all.
He's one of
them? No one of them. When I get Tony down here, I'm going to trade places. I'm going to take Babe up to Hawthorne and put Tony with Rowdy and make things show up a lot better. Rowdy's a pinto and Tony's a pinto, and I'm going to work them together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they show up mighty well now. Babe's a little peppery.
That's Babe mean.
Yes, a little bit on the mean side.
But the children like to ride her.
That's why I'll take her up there. They can play and ride her and get some good out of her.
She's not mean to them.
No, she is mean to another horse.
Yeah.
The little man, he's mean to another horse. Well, maybe they can thrash things out among themselves.
They'll hurt each other. I don't believe in that. Put a fence in the middle.
Oh, fencing in the middle. I'll let Frank. I'll catch one of them taking after the other one. And catch them just right. Take that 12 gauge shotgun of mine and fill a shell full of salt and just burn them up. And they won't run no more. They won't run no more. No, salt. It don't hurt them, it just scares, it just burns them, and then the crack of the gun just scares the life out of them. They won't do it no more.
Ice cream salt.
Yeah. Or any kind of salt. Horse salt. Boy, it just burns them up. And no more. We used to have an old cow. You couldn't get her in the barn and save your neck. Daddy just went out and traded for her. And she would not go in the barn. And it was raining one day and one evening, and I had to do the milking. I decided I'd put old Daisy in the barn. Well, she just wouldn't go in the barn. Well, I didn't take the shot out and put salt in. I shot her with the shot. I was hoping it'd kill her. She got up in the upper end of the bottom, you know, and turned around and looked at me and bawled. I cut down on that shotgun, and she jumped about 2 foot in the air and let out a beller. Man, she took off of that barn, and that door wasn't big enough for her to get in. She went in the barn. From that time on, when I called Daisy to go in the barn, Daisy went in the barn. She didn't want that shotgun no more.
One time's enough.
One time, and that'll do it. Once over lightly, does it, buddy?
Yeah.
You see, the salt, it won't penetrate. They'll never know. You'll never know it. But they'll just stop real quick.
Yeah.
and they won't move a muscle. Not one muscle will they move after that hits them, and they hear that that noise, the crack of the gun. Boy, they won't move a muscle. They won't run no more.
Well, I guess they learn fast.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, that mule, you know, a fella, Cookie, when I come out here, if I had a mule and just no cows and a little irrigation thing, maybe a one horse motor with a rain bird, what do they call them? And
right.
Put in some collards and all, and have it around the calendar. I've been so much better off than I am now. I get these big feed bills and all like that. My God, oh my. I don't have anything to show. I don't even have a good mess of greens to show for it.
Cows eat up all the wild ones, don't they?
Yeah, and right out there, that was a first-rate garden. See, I ruined it. I took the soil off and put the clay on top.
Yeah.
Right out there. Old Miss Boyles had garden out there. It was a little rocky down that end, but it even grew down that end. When I think.
Many of these bonds from Earth, the freedom from risk, the control cows, stopping student disorders at San Francisco State College. Today, Hayakawa resigned as the university's president, saying he'll stay on until June or until a new man can be found. He's 66, already past the retirement age. On the New York Stock Exchange, and thereby hangs a tell you, I like molasses. I'll tell you, I like molasses, good old country sorghum, and thereby hangs a tune.
I like the good old country sorghum, and I eat them in the sun and the fire. And they trickle down my chin, I just lick them off again, that's the way I like them best of all.
At Gold Rush Junction in the Smokies, Jim Ball sings a song of sorghum for the tourists. It is the anthem of the season. For all through these mountains, they're cutting the sorghum cane for a sweet purpose.
I like it.